T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get to it. Let's call Paul, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Very quiet weekend, Paul, other than the fact that we find out that the New England Patriots got a little bit weaker. Very quiet weekend and not a lot going on. Did you find anything interesting this weekend?
Not in the world of football until this morning, like you said, with the Gronkowski news. I do want to say, and right before I came on, I want to know if you are being paid by Instagram to promote that platform, because I believe your quote was Instagram. I guess it was made to be used.
Correct.
I found that
pretty
interesting. Like,
I am not being paid by Instagram, but I have become a marketing machine for many things, so maybe Instagram should be paying me. Just my thought.
I guess it's a platform to use.
Yeah.
Quite the endorsement. I just wanted to tease you about that for a second. So, no, I mean, it's the quiet before the storm. We are officially 1 month from the NFL draft. It is 1 month from today. And I'm wondering if you have drank the Ed Oliver Kool-Aid yet. He is the very popular pick right now for the Packers at 12. Defensive lineman, a bit undersized from Houston. Wondering if you've done your Ed Oliver research and whether you're drinking the Kool-Aid yet on Ed Oliver.
Let me give you two answers to this. One is the Ed Oliver Kool-Aid. No, I never mixed it. I never stirred it. I never even began to think about drinking it. And secondly is, when it comes to the mock draft, and I get it that there's plenty of people out there that are paid to do mock drafts, and the Mel Kipers and that of the world, the Todd McShays and all that kind of stuff. I get it. But as we've known over the years, you can kind of put the mock drafts on toilet paper and leave it in the nearest stall. You know what I mean? For the fact that it never turns out that way. There's usually a run on something, pardon the pun. There's a run on something, and before you know it, and it's all said and done, then all of a sudden we're talking about a defensive end or a corner or something that, well, they had to go after this corner because all the corners were coming off the board. It's always been that way. I can't remember the last time that we did a draft show, and the guy that we talked about, the one guy that we all said this would fit the Packers best, actually was chosen by the Green Bay Packers. And then again, you had Ted Thompson at the helm, and Ted's was the guy that was outthinking everybody else, so he would throw a dart at a dartboard and come up with somebody else to pick. But no, I have not gotten into the Oliver news cycle, so to speak.
Yeah, I think the only, like, I guess I agree with most of what you said. I think the only asterisk I would put by this year is when you're picking 12, there are a lot fewer things that can go, you know, can get in your way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you're picking, when the Packers are typically picking in the mid to late 20s, I mean, I remember sitting there with you and Gary Ellerson and Roy Butler, what would that have been? Well, 3 years ago, the Kenny Clark draft.
Right.
You know, and you're waiting until 30. By the time you get there, you know, yeah, you've done some Kenny Clark research prior to that, but, you know, it's the 30th pick in the draft, and, you know, how much can you really glean from that, and how many things have happened in front of you that have completely derailed your original plan. You and I also sat there on the night that the Packers could have taken T.J. Watt and instead traded out the first round entirely, so we spent, you know, 4.5 hours there together only for the Packers to not even make a pick that night. I think this year is unique in the sense that not only do they have two picks, which, of course, they haven't had since 2009 when they had B.J. Raji and Clay Matthews, but they haven't had a pick this high in, I don't have the number in front of me, but at least a decade. Since DJ Raji, if they not had a pick this high. So I think there are fewer things that can impede your ability to go after a certain player. So that's why it's like, and again, I think we also, not just is that sort of a unique circumstance, but so too is the fact that what would, you know, let's say Brian Gutekunst had been GM 2 years ago when Watt was on the board, but instead the Packers trade out of the first round to get Kevin King the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Would Gutekunst have done it the same way? the way he's trending so far is completely like a 180 from Thompson. So I tend to think he probably would have done something different. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some unique variables in play here, but largely the mock draft stuff, and you know, it's everybody's best guess. There's really a couple out there where, you know, where they're using inside information as opposed to the "here's what I would do" situation. But yeah, it's getting closer, and I'm sure if you're not inundated with mock drafts yet, if you're not sick of it yet, you're going to be soon, because once we have this 1 month countdown, which is what we're at now, it's about to get fast and furious, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was looking over a couple of different mock drafts, and the one thing that keeps coming up, they do have a myriad of defensive players. And I went through Walter Footballs, I went through Todd McShay's, and I went through CBS Sports and NFL. I mean, I've been reading a lot of this stuff. But there's three or four of them out there that continually think that the Packers are going to take T.J. Hockenson, the tight end, out of Iowa.
Yeah.
That seems to be the – I mean, as far as the most popular pick, if I had to put my finger on it, that at least among the mock drafters, that's the most popular pick. But as we've talked about time and again – tight ends right now, even though they are valued, I don't know if he's valued as a top 12 pick. Could you do better elsewhere? You know what I mean?
I do. From all of the indications of these, not just Hockenson, but also of Noah Fant, but these are two special tight ends. And I think it's interesting that on the day that Rob Gronkowski retires and we're having conversations about greatest tight end ever, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer, which of these things do people believe when it comes to Gronkowski? Of course, a multiple time Super Bowl champion, to say the least, because of all the Patriots success. You know, how valuable then when you see two tight ends in a draft that are as interesting as prospects as what these two are, you know, especially I would say Hockenson. You know, I think, Bill, I think if we're, you know, when we're sitting there together for the first round in a month, you know, and let's say the Packers do go with a tight end with their pick, I'm sure there are going to be people in the crowd who are going to, you know, scream, why aren't they going defense? They need defense. I agree. I 100% agree. But I am, you know, I'm fully on board with them taking one of these two tight ends in the first round. I don't know if you can get lucky enough to have one of them slide to number 30 or not. But, man, what a tight end can do for an offense, especially a young one who you have under control for 5 years, who you can then obviously re-sign and get all of their prime years, it's hard to find. The Packers are proving how hard that is to find because, you know, they are now 5-6 years removed from JerMichael Finley's career-ending injury, and since then have been trying to sign a Jared Cook, sign a Martellus Bennett, sign a Jimmy Graham, sign a Mercedes Lewis. It's just a plug-and-play on a year-to-year situation. So, I'm fully – Hockenson is the pick at 12. There will be people wondering why they didn't go defense. And, again, it's not the Packers don't need defense, but I would certainly applaud a pick if they were able to get somebody of that caliber on the offensive side of the ball.
Now I want to move on, and because we're going to talk about this coming up, but Rob Gronkowski has decided to call it a career. Now, we all know that if indeed after 4 or 5 games they call and say, hey, Rob, we need you, he may end up coming back. But
right.
Gronkowski, a Hall of Famer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
And I was going to put the numbers side by side to see if there's more than, you know, more than, is he the greatest tight end ever? Is he top 3 tight end ever? But for me, Bill, I mean, I'm not looking at the numbers and comparing him to, you know, the greats of before him, but I would think without sight unseen that yes, for sure. Right or no?
No, I would agree. I thought it all along, so I'm in complete agreement with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what does this do to the Patriots? Because Gronkowski's always been a guy, even when he wasn't getting the ball, he was always a guy you had to pay attention to. So what does this do to them?
Absolutely. I think if you were to break it down from an X's and O's perspective, you would say it impacts them a lot. And yet, at the same time, how many players have the Patriots lost over the years and somehow seamlessly been just as good? At some point, that magic is going to run out. I don't know if it's going to run out prior to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick departing New England. You know, is that, you know, does it, as great as Gronkowski was, you know, would he have really changed the, you know, the greatness of the Patriots? Because whatever Bill Belichick is doing, whatever Tom Brady is doing, it's apparently almost impossible to stop. So, again, the analytical side of my brain says this is a huge, huge loss. And even though Gronkowski has obviously been hampered by injuries in recent years and hasn't been quite the same player. Again, he set an extremely high standard for himself, but even though he hasn't been quite the same player, like you said, he impacts the game because you have to always pay attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say it's going to impact them a lot, but the Patriots are, you know, seemingly unflappable, and no matter who they lose, they seem to be just as good. So it's the magic and the skill that Bill Belichick has been able to implement over the years that, you know, everyone's just a jersey number. Everyone is just a replaceable part. And I guess we will find out I would argue, you know, over this Patriots run, Gronkowski has been their second most noteworthy player. Is he really that replaceable, or is this going to kind of spell the end of it? It's going to be a very interesting question for the rest of the AFC to try to answer this season.
Yeah, no doubt. Paul, good stuff. We enjoy it. We'll talk again soon, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. That's Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.